Here's your podcast script. Hook, what if the biggest threat to your business wealth isn't a market crash or a bad investment? It's a governance gap hiding inside your own corporate structure right now? Because according to a new article making the rounds, the same failures that took down a bank chairman in a massive fraud scandal are showing up in Canadian wealth plans every single day. Context: here's why this matters today. Indian financial markets just dropped for a fourth straight session. Energy volatility tied to geopolitical tensions is hammering global portfolios. And a Bangladeshi bank chairman was just denied bail over an 857 crore embezzlement scheme built entirely on weak internal controls and zero independent oversight. For Canadian business owners holding financial ETFs, energy positions, or cross-border assets, this correlated global volatility is landing directly in your portfolio right now. 3KEY Insights first. Governance failures follow a pattern, and it transcends borders. The Exim Bank fraud wasn't exotic. It was fraudulent loan structures, undisclosed related party transactions, and absent board oversight. Sound familiar? A holding company with no succession plan or a shareholders agreement that hasn't been touched since incorporation is the Canadian equivalent. Same consequence, different form. Second, correlation is now deciding your investment outcomes more than stock selection. Analysis of the NEO's S&P 500 high-income ETF shows that when asset classes move together under pressure, individual picks become almost irrelevant. If your corporate holding structure isn't built around risk-adjusted, income-focused strategies, you're exposed in ways you probably haven't stress-tested yet. Third, estate planning isn't just a tax problem. It's a governance problem. A life insurance policy reviewed when rates were near zero. A trust structure never tested against current CRA attribution rules. These aren't minor oversights. They're governance failures waiting to surface. Can Trust Financial Services Inc. frames compliance not as paperwork, but as the actual architecture holding your legacy together when things get turbulent? THE takeaway: here's your one action item. Pull out your corporate structure documents, your shareholders agreement, your insurance policies, your trust arrangements, and ask yourself honestly, when were these last reviewed? If the answer is more than 2 years ago, book a governance review this week, not next quarter, this week, because the gaps don't wait for a convenient time to show up. CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.